Hey, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. As always, it's really great to see you. You know, we're out here today at the Balls Bluff Regional Park, just north of Leesburg, and what an incredible setting this is. There's plenty of hiking trails. Some of those lead you down to the Potomac River. There's also a lot of history here that you'll want to take in.
Yes, it is a beautiful morning.
It truly is.
And unfortunately, we're here to caution you. So, yes, so sorry to put it that way. But with the new rules that have been put in place, one of those rules states that buyers who are looking to purchase homes are now fully responsible to pay for their real estate agent. And this big change has caused some buyers to rebel. So some of them have decided they don't want to pay their agent. They're going to go directly to the real estate agent who's selling that house and try to purchase the house that way. And that's our caution. It will either be through dual agency representation or to be unrepresented when working with another agent. So that's what we want to caution you about today.
Yeah, it's great advice. And listen, again, these rules and new guidelines went into place in mid-August, and we're all still trying to figure out exactly how to apply these to make sure that there is that transparency as well as representation. We want to make sure that everybody's aware of representation. And dual agency is one of those kind of those misnomers, I think, that you know, Virginia still allows, some of the other states do not allow dual agency.
Very true.
And what that means in theory is that one agent is going to represent both the seller and also represent the buyer. And, you know, again, as we're kind of hearing about these end of rounds, you know, buyers are thinking, gosh, if I'm responsible for the fees, if I go directly to the listing agent, the agent that, you know, is representing the seller, I'm going to be able to save that, you know, that money, and I'm also going to receive representation. That's not really the way it's going to work, because dual representation actually means that that listing agent really isn't going to be adequately representing the seller and certainly isn't adequately representing the buyer. So a huge word of caution with regard to going directly to the listing agent and expecting them to represent your interests.
Yes, yes, very true. The other one is to be unrepresented. So there are actual documents that you'll be asked to sign, whether you're doing a dual or whether you're doing unrepresented. Read the fine print.
And read it again.
In the case of being unrepresented, it clearly states that the real estate agent represents the seller of that home. They have their best interest, not you, the buyer. They are working for the seller. More so, Virginia is a buyer beware state. That means that the onus is really on the buyer to do their research on that home. When they purchase it, they can't come back afterwards and say, I didn't know, because you were supposed to find out that information before. So even more reason why representation is so vital and why we're cautioning everyone to really think carefully before going there.
It's true advice. An old friend of mine used to say, you never get more than what you pay for, right? And so therefore, you do need to read the fine print. You need to understand that that agent really can only enter into what they refer to as ministerial duties, which is really nothing more than providing you probably access to some comparables, to provide you with some forms, and absolutely no guidance at all. So where the listing agent may be there representing the seller, you have no representation at all. Not a good way to proceed.
Correct.
And for the amount of money that you spend for a good buyer agent, we recommend that you go ahead and hire the best you can find and then understand that you have the confidence of being able to move forward. Right?
Correct, correct. Yeah, it's all about that representation.
Well, again, there's so much to this new equation, if you will, and we're going to continue to monitor this. We're going to take a little bit of a break for the video next week. It's our market update. We also have a CPI report that's
coming out.
And remember, on the 18th, there's going to be the announcement, the Fed Chair Jerome Powell is going to make the next announcement. Everybody's predicting that there will actually be a federal funds rate cut.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that.
That will be awesome for mortgage
really
interest
be.
Rates. And please, we need your help. Subscribe to our channel. Just click the little button so as soon as our videos come out, you'll be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you next week with the market update. Until then, take care. We'll hope to see you soon.